Investigators in Boulder, Colorado, are asking the public to be patient as they parse out the motive behind why a gunman opened fire at a grocery store on Monday, killing 10 people. Meanwhile, in Washington, lawmakers are considering new legislation that would tighten and expand background checks. President Biden says this kind of measure needs to be enacted now.
I don't need to wait another minute, let alone an hour, to take common sense steps that will save the lives in the future and to urge my colleagues in the House and Senate to act.
Biden is also calling for an assault weapons ban. And for the latest, let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Sue Davis. Hey, Sue.
Hey, Tanya.
So there are two measures on universal background checks that passed the House and are now before the Senate. If passed, what would they do?
These are familiar bills. The House passed them in the previous Congress as well. The first of them would expand the existing background check system. Right now, there are background checks for commercial gun sales. What the House bill would do would extend that background check requirement to private gun sales, person-to-person sales over the internet, and sales at gun shows. The other measure would also affect the background check system. It's often referred to as the Charleston loophole. It would essentially lengthen the time that a gun seller would have to wait to sell a firearm until they get a green light that it's safe to make a sale.
Hmm. Well, as expected, there's strong Republican opposition to these bills, but Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is also opposed to them. What's his argument and how crucial is his support in their passage?
You know, it's pretty crucial. Democrats, you know, it's a 50-50 Senate. You really need Democratic unanimity on some of these issues to even have a chance. Manchin has been a supporter of changing the background check system, but he just believes that the House bills go too far. He thinks things like person-to-person sales shouldn't be required to have a background check. If you sell a gun to a neighbor, for instance, he doesn't think that that should be required. He is the author of legislation with Republican Senator Pat Toomey that would tighten the background check system, but just not be as expansive as the House bill. Without his support, and you know, it's even that much harder to see any gun legislation really having a chance of getting through the Senate.
I also mentioned the president is calling for a return to an assault weapons ban. This seems to be an even taller order for Congress.
Yeah.
What's been the reaction to this?
Well, you know, this is one of those issues that I think there is profound support for in the Congress among Democrats and profound opposition to among Republicans. It's a classic example of an issue that simply is not going to go anywhere in the Senate as long as it requires 60 votes to get through. There just aren't 10 Republican votes that want to enact it. And again, back to senators like Joe Manchin, even if they only had to pass it with 50 votes, I'm frankly not certain that Democrats have the 50 votes to do it. So, you know, it's something that gun control activists are very passionate about, but fundamentally, there just aren't the votes in Washington to enact it again. Again, it was first passed in 1994, and included in that law, it was a 10-year sunset provision. So it expired in 2004, and it's been a debate now for the better part of the past 20 years.
Yeah. This week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden was also considering executive actions on not just gun safety measures, but violence in communities. What exactly is that, and how strong could they be?
We don't know exactly what the White House is going to do, but, you know, they really can't be that strong. Gun laws are something that fundamentally will need congressional action and an actual law if you want to change the system. There are, of course, things presidents can do with executive orders affecting guns. Former President Trump did some executive orders on guns. Former President Barack Obama did as well. It's certainly possible that Biden could use executive orders to send statements or message or make certain tweaks inside the executive branch. But in terms of like the big questions here, the big debates about guns in society, there really isn't much that a president can do on his own.
Sue Davis is NPR's congressional correspondent. As always, thank you so much, Sue.
You're very welcome.